Hello everybody, it's Bruno Mutandi from Bruno Meat, and welcome to Pete Nero's podcast.
Hey everybody, how you doing? It's Pete Nero. Welcome to my podcast, Rants from Hell, Another Brain Crack. Of course it's Pete, who the fuck else would it be? And that was my friend Bruno Mutandi from Bruno Meat. Remember Bruno? He'll be back. He'll be back with an update of what he's going through with his grocery store, his Italian grocery store, and how he's dealing with this pandemic. And that's going to be fucking hilarious. He's one of my favorite guests. He's a hilarious guy, one of my favorite sponsors of the show. You'll be hearing from Bruno soon. But here we are. It's May now. It's May. We're still in this pandemic. We're still in this crisis. We're still trying to be in quarantine. Still trying to practice social distancing, self-quarantine. How's it working out so far? I don't know how it's working out. I've been trying to follow the rules. I've been in self-quarantine for over a month and a half. I only go out when it's absolutely necessary. And to be honest with you, I'm getting anxiety. I'm getting irritated. I don't even want to fucking go out anymore because, you know, you go out there, some people are following the rules, some people are overreacting and, you know, like exaggerating. Other people don't give a fuck at all. They're not following any rules at all. A lot of shit is closed. A lot of stuff, you know, grocery stores or whatever. There's lineups out there, 10, 20, 30 people in line. You know, you're supposed to be, you know, not many people in the store at the same time. And then you're supposed to be spread apart. You know, but then you go there and I'm seeing like people with no masks on and no gloves on rubbing up against each other. Oh my God. I don't know what the point is. I mean, it's, you know, you're going to, a drugstore and there's, you know, there's signs everywhere, arrows on the floor, go down this aisle, don't go here. There's, you know, arrows and lines and this and that. There's things in place to, you know, enforce the social distancing and be careful. But a lot of people aren't adhering to it at all. The other day I'm at a store, trying to keep away from everybody, trying to be as quick as I can. I see a fucking guy, no mask on, no gloves on his fucking cell phone, eating a fucking sandwich while he's running around all over the place. And I see him coming right for me, going down the one-way aisle like he's playing fucking chicken with me. Like, are you fucking serious? So I'm trying to, you know, I'm being like a lizard over here, moving around, trying to keep away from people, keep a radius around people. Like, seriously, buddy, you know, I'm ranting and raving and I'm not trying to be violent here, but I mean, I want to walk around with a fucking aluminum baseball bat and just plow these people in the head. I mean, really? Seriously, buddy? You know? I'm driving around downtown when I have to, and I see people having porch parties. People literally having a fucking porch party. 10, 15, 20 people on someone's porch having a barbecue, having a party, eating, drinking, smoking, hanging out, wrestling on the lawn. Are you fucking kidding me? You know, and then the police come by, break up the party. A couple days later, the porch party resumes. Like, are you guys fucking serious? How is this a quarantine? You know, then you hear about what's going on, for example, in Italy. You know, some mayors of Italian towns are going nuts. They're completely, they don't know what to do because people are like, you know, one guy is inviting 20 people over to his condo, you know, the neighbors, the cousins, the relatives, friends, so that they can all get together and build this, design this huge banner that they're going to hang downtown later. You know, everything will be fine. You know, these big banners and signs, nice designs. Everything will be fine. We'll get through this. You know, that's what the, like, how in the fuck is this quarantine? If you're inviting people over to your condo to design, oh my God. Anyway, and then I'm confused. I mean, the news is confusing, man. I mean, it's like, you know, wear a mask. Oh, for fuck's sake, do not wear a mask. You know, put on surgical gloves. No, do not wear gloves. Oh, God, you know, stand at least 3 feet apart. No, 6 feet apart. Stand 10 feet apart. You know, social distancing, we must do it. It has to work. No, no. You know what? Social distancing doesn't even work. You know, one infected person can, in a grocery store, can sneeze and cough, and his infected saliva cloud will travel over the aisles through the whole fucking store and infect everybody in the wall. I don't know. I'm confused. I don't think, you know, and then people, you know, the conspiracy theorists and other people who are like, I boil it down to two possible scenarios. Either, you know, we are being fucked with and something is going on, or just society and the establishment is just so fucking incompetent that we're, you know, we're not, we don't know what we're doing. Now, again, I'm not trying to preach. I'm not trying to convince anybody. I don't even have a point here. I'm just ranting and just saying what comes to my mind, you know. The news is like hyping everything up, scaring the shit out of you as much as they possibly can. But, I mean, the information is it's a nightmare. There's, you know, like the list I just went through The symptoms, you know, if you have this, you may have COVID-19. If you have that, if you're alive, if you breathe, if you have fucking skin, you may have COVID-19. Oh my God, it's confusing, and it's confusing. You know, a lot of misinformation. And then, for example, you know, like you keep hearing only the essential things are open. Grocery stores, this and that, and the liquor stores are still open, but they keep on fucking with us. You know, it's like, oh, the liquor stores may close. And then people are like running to the liquor store and buying like, you know, a whole month worth of like vodka and whiskey, and then panicking because they don't know if the liquor stores are going to close, and then drinking like a month's worth of fucking vodka in 3 days. And then, you know, no, the liquor stores are fine. Like, oh my God. We're all freaking out. Now, for example, this is what I mean. Like, is the quarantine working? Is the quarantine even something that's effective? Here's an example. Hypothetically speaking, you get one guy lives by himself in a condo. He's been social distancing, he's been self-quarantining for a month, he has, you know, he has all of his supplies, he's staying indoors, not going anywhere, you know, he has, you know, food and groceries delivered to him, so he's doing his best. But then eventually, you know, you will have to go out of your condo, because eventually, especially if this thing lasts longer, you will need more supplies. So then when you're going out, you're putting up with all this nonsense of people not social distancing, people not wearing masks, people rubbing up against you, coughing on you, fucking licking you, so we've just defeated the whole purpose of social distancing and quarantining. If you're going to go out there, and because of some of the buffoons out there, like, it's very chaotic. Some of the things make sense to me, most of the things make no sense at all. So, you know, you get to, you know, I witnessed a guy, you know, in a grocery store, like a couple aisles down from me there, and he's got a mask on, and he pulls the mask down, and he fucking has a coughing fit, and he sneezes, and he pulls the mask back up over his nose and his mouth. Like, I mean, what is the fucking point of having a mask on if you're gonna hork and cough and sneeze, and you pull the mask down? Like, I mean, people want to, you know, again, I love to rant and rave, and I'm just joking around and being dramatic here, but I really want to run. I want to take a running leap to this fucking guy and hoof him right in the fucking balls. I mean, buddy, unbelievable. So, and then, you know, and then the other thing is, like, everybody is like, this is probably the most dramatic, the most, you know, the most worrisome time, the most problematic time that any of us will ever live through in our lifetime on this planet. And we're supposed to be working together, we're supposed to be sticking together, we're, you know, cut off from each other, and all we have is social media. And what are we doing? We're arguing, we're fighting, we're beating the shit out of each other on social media. It's going nuts. We're like having a civil war online. I mean, I can't go on Facebook, I can't go on Twitter, I can't go on Instagram without people, you know, the left picking on the right and the right picking on the left. and people are blaming this person, that politician. I don't think that any of us know exactly how this whole problem started, how to behave during it, what's going to happen, and how we're going to get out of it. And what are we doing? We're triggering each other. We're fucking fighting. We're fucking arguing. And I don't know if it's anybody's fault or anybody, you know, I don't know what's going on. But we're sitting here bashing the shit out of each other, looking for a scapegoat. I mean, anyway. And it doesn't serve any purpose. Let's all chill out a little bit. Let's all try and stick together. Let's all try and get through this and see what happens. I mean, if you're going to self-quarantine and have social distancing, then let's do it. Let's not go out there and... Because otherwise, we're defeating the whole fucking purpose of a quarantine. We're defeating the whole fucking purpose of social distancing. We're defeating everything. So, again, I'm not trying to preach, not trying to criticize, not trying to convince anyone. I'm just speaking my mind and seeing and saying what I see out there. Anyway, let's see what happens. And another thing, you know, like, yes, we have to stay home, flatten the curve, quarantine, social distance. But then the other problem is, you know, you're going to have social problems, suicides, addictions, everything's going to skyrocket. We're going to have more problems if this continues longer. And people are losing their jobs, they're going to lose their house, they're not going to be able to eat. So I think we're fucked either way, whether we stay at home and quarantine long or whether we go out and reopen shit. I don't know. I think it's a fine balance because we're fucked either way. I think. Let me know what you think. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being fans. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Thanks for checking me out on social media. I love all you guys. And let's just get through this, see what happens. And yes, you will be hearing from my favorite buddy, Bruno Mutande, soon. So, Pete Nero out.